Started the Hotel Way in Northwest London. Tuesday, Tisha B'Av, 13th of August, Rabbi Motifa Weiss, Shlita, in Yana de Yoma. This week's Torah was sponsored by Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Chaim Yosef Ben Yosefa Dov, Zechron Lebrocha, Ziyatad is next Shabbos, with the Schus, Ashwem, Vachayalim, Bam Melchamosh, Aksul Votem, Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Amen.
Shis, Murdasre. Usually I like to start off with the pleasantries of all the things, but I think I'll have to skip the whole part and leave that for the next time. And I'll try and dive in straight into the topic. And Yuna Dioime, and Bez Hashem should help, it should be a Teilis for myself and perhaps for everyone. You know, one of the few questions which one is asked, Lachamai Ve'esrim, is the famous question, Tzipisu Li'Yeshia, which is, did you wait for Mashiach? Pashtus Li'Yeshia means for the salvation, for the big salvation for Mashiach. Did you wait for Mashiach? Tzipisu Li'Yeshia. Now that's one of the questions we ask, because that means that's one of our tafkidim that we have to do in this world. That's one of our obligations that we have to be busy with our entire life. It's very important. Nesusu v'nesutu be'emin is very important. Kvat etim la'toyer is very important. But it's equally important to be a metzapeh li'yeshia, tzipisu li'yeshia. Now I think there's a misunderstanding of what tzipisu li'yeshia means. People think tzipisu li'yeshia means believing in Mashiach. That is also true, that also is important, but that's not enough. Tzipisu li'yeshia does not mean believing in Mashiach, it means waiting for Mashiach, it means waiting for the salvation. Tzipisu means the notion of hoping and waiting for the salvation to come. It's very clear that even if someone believed that Mashiach will come one day, but if he wasn't on the level that he was mitzapeh li'yeshia, that he was waiting for Mashiach, then he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. He has to be a mitzapeh li'yeshia. And in fact, the Rambam, the famous Rambam, we know, we say, Yid Gimel Ikrim, an imam in Bamin Shalayim Abiyud Biyas HaMashiach, the Rambam is not happy with that. He adds in a few words and he says, Afa Pishli Yismamai Im Kozeh Achakaloi Becholim Shiyuvay. I will wait every single day, Achakaloi Becholim Shiyuvay. It's clear from the Rambam that just simply by believing, an imam is not enough. An imam is one step, but that's not good enough. We have to add to the animam, we have to add after pishis mamaya achakaloi b'cholim shuv. We have to wait for Mashiach. We have to hope for Mashiach. That is the next level. And here comes the question: how could we all maminim b'nai maminim? Every single one of us believe in Mashiach. Every single yid believes in Mashiach. But the question is: how many of us are on the level to be a matzapel yeshiyah that we wait for Mashiach every single day? And that is, since this is one of our obligations that we have to do, is we have to try and find practical steps, practical things that we could do in order to come to the next level, to go from the level of being an imamin, to take it to the next level of being a metzapeh li'yeshia, of being someone who waits for Mashiach, someone who hopes for Mashiach. That is our tafkid. And Be'ez Hashem, I'll try and share with you some thoughts, things I've seen in different sfurim that will perhaps help us along on this ladder, on this step, and perhaps give us some sort of a formula how we could take it to the next level of being a metzapeh li'yeshia. I'd like to suggest a three-step formula. A three steps, which I think each one of these steps, one step after the other, that will perhaps bring us to be the level of a metzapeh li'yeshia, at least start us off in the right direction. Step number one is the step of being a imam. And what I mean with that, I'll explain and I'll elaborate a little bit what I meant. We all believe that Mashiach is going to come. You can ask every Eid, every single Eid, you can ask if Mashiach is going to come. Every single person is going to tell you they believe Mashiach is going to come. Our issue is not in believing that Mashiach is going to come. Our issue is believing that Mashiach will come now. Mashiach will come today. Mashiach will come in the near future. That is much more of a problem. Why is that a problem? And the simple reason is because Mashiach hasn't been around for over 2,000 years. Another year goes by, another year goes by, another week, another day, another day. Now, why should Mashiach come from all days? Why should it come today as opposed to yesterday? Why is today any different than yesterday? If Mashiach didn't come yesterday, and he didn't come the day before, then why should he come today? Why should he come tomorrow? There's nothing. We don't see any drastic changes in the world. The world looks more or less the same. Definitely things are happening. Funny things are happening. But there's no reason why Mashiach should come today more than yesterday. So you have to remember, you saw the space which in the Gemurah. Sefer Shomer Aminim brings it down, and he says, Yaza Kabule ish mipi ish, mipi al Bashem Tov HaKudish. He says, His Galus HaMashiach, Mashiach will come suddenly. He says, without any notice, Mashiach will all of a sudden appear. He says, it'll be a time when a single person will think that maybe Mashiach is going to come today more than yesterday. It's going to be no different the day that Mashiach is going to come than the day before. It'll look exactly the same. To the point that people will be surprised. Why did Mashiach come today? The Baal Shem Tov says people are going to be in the office, they're going to be in the middle of work, they're going to be busy with all their regular things, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, Mashiach will appear. And in fact, the Beis Yosef, we all know the Beis Yosef had the Malach, who was the Maggid, who was the Malach that learned with the Mechavrisi, and his Malach told him exactly the same words. He said, Mashiach said, when a king comes to a town, or nowadays we understand it better, when a Rebbe comes to a town, or when a Gudel comes to a town, you all remember the blue lotuses that we had all over, pasted all over the entire city of London for a few weeks running, about the big mammoth, Kvad HaTorah, just a few weeks ago. We had notice. We knew that the Gedolim are going to come. We were prepared for it. And of course, the excitement built up as until the day came when they actually arrived. Zuk the Maggid for the Beis Yosef, this will not happen. Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be suddenly out of the blue without any prior notice. He knows Ebu, and he say. That's it, he say. Ein ben David bu ele mit toy khas khadas shtayt nige mur. Mashiach will come in a matzav of khas khadas. So when you ask yourself a question, why should Mashiach come today more than yesterday? That's a good question. But that still doesn't mean Mashiach is not going to come. In fact, it makes more sense that Mashiach will come. If it's a day when you're not thinking that Mashiach is going to come, then it makes sense that he will come today. Amor yudige gemur in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Ches. The gemur is okot in Pitzel Tamas Azoi. It says there was Reb Shia ben Levi once met Eliyahu Yanuvi. He was standing outside the Ma'ar of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in Miron, and he asked him a couple of questions. One question he asked them is, "I'm Messiah Usun Mashiach. When will Mashiach come?" So Eliyahu Hanuvi answered Reb Shimon Bar Levi, "Why are you asking me? Go ask Mashiach. Ask him himself." So he asked him, "Where is he? Where could I find him?" So he says, "He's at Pischa de Karte. You're going to find him by the Shar, by the gateway of the town, of the city. You'll find him there." So he says, "How would I know who Mashiach is?" So he says, I'll give you a clue. He'll be sitting together with all the poor people, with the poor people who are nebuch ill and sick, sitting, these poor people in the olden days, there were no all these gemachim and all these organizations. Someone who was poor and was sick, had no one to help him, and had no medicine, had no nothing, and they were nebuch, there's a place they used to sit outside the town. And he says, Mashiach will be sitting amongst them. And he'll also be le'lein yecholeh on the urem, he'll be a poor person on the cholim. He says, so how will I tell the difference? How will I know who is Mashiach? Zok Taliyu Anuvi, you will notice that all the poor people, when they change the bandages, they change all the bandages in one go, and then they take off the old bandages and they wrap around new bandages. They do it all in one go, they don't want to save time. He says, you'll see Mashiach does one bandage at a time. He takes one bandage, takes it off, and puts another bandage on. And he says, why does Mashiach do that? So he asked Mashiach, why do you do it? Why don't you do two bandages at a time? So he said, I'll tell you why. Because if I take two bandages at a time, so maybe at that moment that I took off the old bandages, before I had a chance to put on the new one, I'll have to come to be Goel Klal Yisrael. The time will come for Mashiach to come, and I won't be available because I'll be busy wrapping the bandages. This way I do it one bandage at a time. I want to save myself a few seconds, because this way, in case the time comes for Mashiach to come, I'll be readily available. And the Gemurah goes on to say that he met Mashiach and he asked Mashiach when he's going to come, and Mashiach says he's going to come Hayoim, today, and he goes back to Eliyahu Hanuvi and he says it's not true, Mashiach didn't come today, he said lies. Zuk to Eliyahu Hanuvi, he did say the truth. He said, Hayoim, Hayoim, if we're going to do Tshiva today. Seifer Ben Ishchai, Ben Yehuda, brings down a Moyudige word from the Torah Schaim, a Moyudige Kasha. He says, hey, you have Mashiach, who is obviously in a lot of pain, he's sick, he's ill, and he has a chance of doing two bandages at a time, and he does one bandage at a time because he wants to save him. He says, how long does it take to put one bandage on? So let's say it takes 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, maximum 1 minute. says he's been waiting around for over 2,000 years. He can't wait one more minute. He'll wait another minute. Why is it so important for him? Zug the Torah Chaim Elyon, the Mashiach wants to show us that don't think that because we've already been in Gudus for so many years and I've given up on it. It's not true. He says, every single moment I'm hoping, I'm waiting that maybe now is the right time for me to come. Maybe now is the right time for Mashiach to come. So Mashiach wants to show us how much he himself is Maamen, that he's going to come every single second. That's why he didn't want to put two bandages on, because maybe that minute he's going to waste 1 minute. He didn't want to waste not even 1 minute. Zug the Torah Chaim. So if you think about it, nowadays, Tuf Shien Pai Dalet 2024, Mashiach exists somewhere in the world, and at this moment that I am speaking to you now, 21 minutes past 1, he is sitting there and putting one bandage on, because he doesn't want to waste 1 minute, because maybe Mashiach is going to come the second, and he's afraid that the Mashiach is going to come the second, he's going to waste 1 minute. Now, this moment, 22 minutes past 1, he is not putting a bandage on because he's afraid that maybe now is the time for Mashiach to come. If you think about it, how Mashiach believes that Mashiach is going to come, the culture of the Kavach HaMeh, how much we have to believe that every single moment, Pshitu Gemashmoy, is the time which is Mesigel, it's an auspicious time, it's a time which is Mesigel for Mashiach to come this very moment. So of course it's important to be Maamen, and we all are Maamen. But the question is, we have to start bringing into our system that it could very well be that Mashiach will actually come today. Mashiach will actually come in the near future. And in fact, Mashiach this very moment is thinking that maybe he'll come this very minute. The fact is, the more a person is Maamen, then the more he's a Metzape. Many of us probably going to go away on holidays, or many people are waiting for something to come. People are waiting, yes, since people have worked hard, they wanted the right time for them to go to holidays. They're waiting for holidays to come. Why are they waiting for holidays? Because they know that holiday, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, will be Zeuch, that they're hoping to go. Based on Afidere Chateva, they'll be able to go. So since they know it's going to happen, so they wait towards it. If you know something is coming, then automatically that makes you, it's only if you're not sure whether it's going to come, then you find it difficult to wait for it. But if you know something is going to come, you don't find it difficult to wait for it. Let's imagine for a moment if Eliyahu HaNavi would come today. Come today and he says, Rabbi Yisai, Mashiach is coming in 3 days' time. Thursday. This Thursday, Mashiach is going to come. Do you think any of us are going to have an assoyan not to wait for Thursday to come along for Mashiach to come? Let's say we know for sure it's Eliyahu HaNavi. Everyone agrees it's Eliyahu HaNavi. We all believe him. And Eliyahu HaNavi says he knows 100% sure this Thursday Mashiach is going to come up. Are we going to have an assoyan of not waiting for Mashiach? Believe me, every single year will wait for Mashiach. Why? What's the difference? Because if you know it's coming, you know it's there, then it makes it a lot easier to wait for it. It's only if you don't know where it is, you don't know when it's coming, it makes it a lot more difficult to wait for it. The more we are mashish in ourselves, that yes, every single moment is a mesigledig time for Mashiach to come, it's an auspicious time, it's really for Mashiach to come, then the easier it will be for us to actually wait for Mashiach to come. The Rambam says, Achakalei v'cholim shiruvi, he adds in these words, Why does it come in the middle of the Yid Gimel Ikrim? He's in the middle of telling us the 13 things that we have to believe in. The Rambam is giving us a siman. You want to know whether you're truly believing? If you are on the level that you're a chakaloi b'chalim shluva, that you're waiting for it, that's a proof that you are believing. Because if it's lacking in the waiting, then that means it's lacking in the belief. If you would have the honest belief that every single moment Mashiach could come this very moment, you won't have an assoyan of waiting for Mashiach to come. Just as Aitza Toiva, someone once told me, just as that Aitza Toiva Kamashvalon, as a practical, that if a person wakes up in the morning, the first thing he wakes up in the morning after saying Moedan, he says, Hashem, maybe today is the day. Maybe today is the day. Maybe today will be the day. Zeh Hayom Usu Hashem Logidu Nismachaboy. Just by saying these words, that makes it real. Of course, you could add in a tefillah also, Hashem, please help it be this day. But even without, just by saying, maybe today will be the day, that is enough to make it real. That is step number one of our formula. Step number two is the second point, which is to believe that however much we want the Ge'ilah to come, all the much more that Hashem Rebbeinu Shalom wants Mashiach to come. Rebbeinu Shalom wants Mashiach to come much more than we want Mashiach to come. The Ben Ishchai Zok Tamoedi Gezak Koldoi Di Hinai Zabu Medalag Al Ahurim, he says, there was a person who wanted to travel to a certain town. In the olden days, they didn't have available, he had to wait for a whole group of people to travel together. And he wasn't sure when a group of people are going to come together to travel to this town. He wanted to go so desperately. Every single morning, he packed his suitcases. He went to the town center and he waited to see if perhaps a few people are going to come together to travel to this town. Zug de Benishchai, Koil Doidi, he nays Abud, Rabbein Shlom's ready, left his house, he's ready, packed the suitcases, he's all waiting just for us to come, and as soon as the time is going to come, he nays Abud, Medalag Alahurim, Mekapas Alagvus, he's going to jump and run and come towards us. He's ready, waiting for us to come. I think perhaps you could answer another teretz in this kasha the Torah Chaim asked before, that why did Mashiach have to do one bandage at a time? Why can't he do two bandages? It's only going to take an extra minute. So he answered that maybe Mashiach wanted to show how much he believes. Perhaps I could say a slightly different suggestion. That maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that told him to do that. Hashem told him, make sure to be readily available because I can't wait a single second. When the time will come, I want you to be available on the second. So I'm telling you, only put on one bandage at a time because in case the time is going to come, you have to be readily available. So that shows how much the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to come. Share with you a story which I've shared before with the Olam here. I'm going to mention it briefly because I want to go to the third step. The story goes on about the father who never had a son who went through a difficult time. And he never went slightly off the derech with Mundel Islam. And he disappeared for a few months. No one knew where he was. Finally, after a few months, Baruch Hashem, he came back. And he returned to his ways. And the Gevon Frim, someone asked him, please tell us what happened, what went on. What brought you back to Yiddishkeit? True story. Look, I'll tell you what happened. He says, the father of the son was, you can imagine, he was devastated. And he had no idea where this child was. He had no idea. So finally, he managed to track down the telephone company that they should be able to track the telephone to see where this child is. And he managed to find it was somewhere halfway out of town. He went with his car. He drove down to the place. And he stood outside the building. He knew his son was inside this building. And he sat down. And there was a park bench outside the building. And he sat down there. The son sees the father sitting there and he puts his head out of the window, says, Father, what are you doing here? She says, I'm waiting for you to come home. She says, don't wait for me, don't bother. I'm not coming home, I'm staying anyway. So the father said, I never told you have to come home. I'm just telling you that I'm waiting for you. Whenever you want to come, you can come. This father continues to sit there and sits there. And the son sees another hour goes by, another 2 hours goes, 3 hours, and the father's still sitting there. He says, Father, go home, don't waste your time. I'm telling you it's a waste of time. So the father said, why are you getting angry? I'm not telling you have to come home. I'm just telling you I'm waiting for you to come. It gets 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. It's dark. It's getting dark outside. And it's not the best area. And it's cold. And he sees the father taking out his pajamas and putting on his pajamas, putting on the coat. And he lies himself down on the park bench. And the son says, Father, what are you doing? You're crazy. He says, I'm just waiting for you. That's what I'm doing. I'm waiting for you. He says, the entire night, the father sitting there on the park bench. He says, the next morning, he sees his father putting on his clothing. He sees his father taking out his tefillin and putting on his tefillin and starting to daven shachris. And he then goes by, takes out his breakfast, his sandwich, and he's there for lunch, for supper. And the next night, he's still there, and he still hasn't moved away from this place. He says, the son said, at some point, that was enough, and he told the father, I'm coming back. He says, what made him come back is the fact that he saw that his father's waiting for him, and he knows every moment his father's waiting for him. That's what brought him back. We have to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam, ever since he sent the Chorban by the Mikdash, the Ribbono Shel Olam has never slept a night kviyuchel in his bed. He's never had benicha. The Gemara Brucha says that shulish mishmuras have a night of the 3 times throughout the night. I'll call mishmuri mishmur yoshev hakodesh buruchi v'shoy kori. The Ribbono Shel Olam cries and waits and says, oy lo la'av, oy li shechrafti es baisi v'surafti es achuli v'glisi buna la bainim esu. The Ribbono Shel Olam cries kviyuchel mi ascharuta for the fact that he sent us in gulas. Every single night, 3 mishmuras have a night. He's never had benicha. If we would know how much Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for us to come back, he says that would make it so much easier for us to start believing and start waiting for Mashiach, because Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for us to come back. That is the second step. The third step, which is a slightly interesting step, but I think it's equally important. The Shtait Nesurim, the Seif HaChshuras of Avreichim, is very, very busy with it. Pia Setzne was a famous tzaddik before the war. Nebuch was killed in the Mechume. He says the Ribbono Shel Olam gave every single individual a moedige koyach, a moedige matuna present, which is called the koyach of imagination. He says the imagination is something which we have to utilize. It's a matuna which we have and we have to use it up. Zukte, it's important for every single individual to actually imagine in his mind, to actively imagine in his mind what it would look like if Mashiach would come. If Mashiach would come today, what would it, how would it play out? So every person in his own life should try and think, how would it play out? So everyone has their ways of finding out the news. I'm not going to go into that, but whoever you find out your news, all of a sudden you get this message that Mashiach has come. And of course, at the beginning, people are skeptical, they're not interested, you know, they don't know if it's real, until they finds out, until finally it's confirmed that there is actually Mashiach who is here. You've got the Shofar Gadol, Yetuka, and you can hear all the reactions of all the family, the excitement is building up, and then you hear all the comments from all these different presidents and prime ministers, and everyone saying whatever they have to say. And you actually physically imagine yourself sitting in the office and telling your people, and the excitement, your wife's calling up, your children, and what's going to happen, and Mashiach is going to come, and finally they come for the Shurim, and you know that you heard that already, people in Etzel already could see that the big Bas Migdash is already there, the big Bas Migdash HaShlish is already there, standing, and we're on the way to go there, come for the Shurim. Try imagining, try playing out the whole thing, and think what your emotions would be, think what you would feel like, think what it would be like. If you start thinking about it, and imagining it, and playing it out live in your mind, that makes it real, that makes it something which is going to happen, which is hopefully going to happen very, very soon. It makes the thing so much more real. That is, I think, the third step, which I think a very, very important step in order to bring the Gagiyim. Amen. Tzadikim said that they did this thing, and that is what brought them to honestly, honestly await Mashiach and wait for the Mashiach to come. This is a three-step formula. Number one, believing be'emes to every single second is an auspicious moment for Mashiach to come. Secondly, believing that however much you want Mashiach to come, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it all the more so. And the third thing is to use your koich of imagination to actually imagine it and play it out in your mind. Rabbi said this formula is a moridige formula steht in Sfurim HaGdoishim. Tzipisul Yeshia doesn't only refer to the Ge'ila HaGulis from the Ge'ila of the nation of Tayyar Klal Yisroel. It also refers to every single individual. Many, many people are going through difficult challenges and they're waiting for their own personal private salvation for the private Yeshia. That this same formula works for everyone. Whenever a person goes through a difficulty, he should use this three-step formula. Number one, he should believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a kol yochel, and every single moment Yeshiyas Hashem kei refined, every single moment the Ribbono Shel Olam could help you, no one could stop the Ribbono Shel Olam from helping you. That's formula number one. Step number two is believing that however much you're waiting for the salvation, Ribbono Shel Olam was waiting for the salvation at least as much as you are waiting for it, a lot more than you're waiting for it. Whenever Yid goes through a challenge, Ribbono Shel Olam kevyochel also has tzar. So however much you want it, Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us chesed nigle every single moment of our life. He wants to help us and wants to send us salvation. So just wait. So think about the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who wants it more than you want it. And then the third step, use your koich of imagination and shleit nesfurim that the person should imagine the Yeshia. If a person is waiting for a private salvation, he's waiting for a shidduch, he's waiting for help, whatever, panusa, whatever it is, he should already imagine in his mind, he should already play it out in his mind as if the thing has already happened. That's going to be enough to bring him into the right mode of living with the Betochen. So this formula works for the tzipis of the Yeshia, which is the big Yeshia, and it also works for every private individual for his private Yeshia, private salvation that he's waiting for. I'd like to finish off with a Moedig story, a true story, which happened in more or less the time of the Second World War. There was a little boy, his name was Aaron Yaakov Savei. He later grew up to be a big Talmud Chochem, a big Poisek, a big Ruv. At the time he was a little child, he says his father and his mother and three siblings, they were refugees. They escaped from town to town. And they escaped to Uzbekistan. And the matzah was terrible, terrible in Gashmias. There was no money there. There was no nothing. He lived in Uzbekistan. He said that all the two boys were sent into yeshiva. And he was left with his mother, father, sister, and himself. Unfortunately, his sister passed away from typhus. There was a gewisse magaife, a gewisse machle. And the sister passed away. Not long after, his father, Nebuch, he was running away somewhere and he drowned and he passed away, Nebuch. It was left this mother with this little boy, 9-year-old boy, called Aaron Yaakov. Says, the mother said she was so much wanted the son to grow up to be a Talmud Chochem. She told the little boy, I'm going to send you to yeshiva. There was no yeshiva. The closest yeshiva to find was in Samarkand, which was a long, long mahalach away. There was one train that went twice a week and it was in the sea. It was a few days journey to get to that yeshiva, and the mother told the boy, I would love to send you to the yeshiva. I know that the Babbage have a yeshiva in that place. Of course, it was in the time of the communism, so they couldn't have a yeshiva. You had to be in the cellars, it had to be hidden. I want to send you to that yeshiva. but she had no money to pay for a ticket. She used to went every single day. She went to the train station to see if she could find a way of getting her son on the train. Finally, she found a frumi yid, and she asked the frumi yid, "Please, could I do a favor? Take my little boy and take him to the yeshiva in Samarkand." This fellow said, "Do you have a ticket for your son?" "For your son?" Says, "I have no ticket. I have no money." He says, "How do you expect me to take him on the?" He says, "Please find a way. Please find a way. You have to take my son with you." Finally, they decided they're going to hide the little boy in a suitcase. So you can imagine, here you have a mother, who never has almune, who never lost a daughter, and he's left with this one child, 9-year-old child, and she's going to send this young child in a suitcase, hidden in a suitcase, on a few-day trip to Samarkand. She has no idea whether they'll ever get there. And before the train is about to leave, she turns to the little son and she says, "My dear son, I'm going to come and visit you." He says, "At the moment, I have no money to pay for a ticket. I'm going to collect money. As soon as I have money to pay for a ticket, I'll come, I promise you, I'll come to visit you in Samarkand." And the train moves off. 11 months passed by, and this mother saved up another penny and another penny, until finally she managed to scrape together enough money to pay for a ticket to go on this train. It was 11 months after that story. She goes on the train, and she starts traveling to Samarkand, and she knows, she has no idea what's going to happen once she gets there, because she has no way of finding this yeshiva. It's not like it was a yeshiva building. It had to be in the cell. It had to be hidden from the communism. They couldn't find out about it. And they had spies, all of the KGB had spies all over the place. And if she would ask one person where the yeshiva is, she's endangering the entire yeshiva. She had no way how she's going to find her son's yeshiva. But she, and the train starts going. Finally, the train pulls up in Samarkand. And there she is standing there, sitting on the carriage. She has no idea what to do. And all of a sudden, she sees a little figure with a hoodie coming towards the front of the station, and he goes through the front carriage, looks around all sides, goes to the second carriage, looks around, goes to the third carriage, until finally the little figure comes into her carriage where she was standing, and she says, "Mommy." And she notes it was her son. So she said, he says, "Aaron Yaakov, how did you know that I'm coming? How did you know to come just at the right time?" So listen to what this little boy said. Little boy said, "Listen here. Before the train left, you promised me that as soon as you're going to have enough money, you're going to buy a ticket, you're going to come. I knew that if my mother's promised she's going to come, then she will come. So ever since 11 months ago, whenever there was a train that came from Uzbekistan to Samarkand, I walked a few mile trek every single time to come to the station, to be waiting there, because I knew you're not going to be able to find me. And I went throughout checked through the whole train to see if I could find my mother." And says, "That's why I found you." We would believe, we live with this amina like this little child had. The little child knew that if the mother promised that she will come, then she will come. If we would believe, and we would know that if Rabbeinu Shlomo promised that he will come and take us out, then the time will come, he will come. All we have to do is just look and wait. We should go around at the carriages and look and see if we can find Rabbeinu Shlomo. And the Tzvurim HaKadoshim Shtait, that B'schar Hu Amin and Negali, it B'schar Hu Amin and Asidim Degul, it's B'schar, the Yidna having simply been doing a minute, the Sefer Yechim says, even if Yidna are not going to be ruined, they're not going to be worthy for it, the fact that they were hoping or waiting, please Hashem send Mashiach, that will be enough to send the Ge'ilah Mashiach, Be'ez Hashem will come, B'mahari, B'mahani, Umay.